I read Sandra's mind. She was reminding me about the recording. So if you've listened to either of the two sessions last week, you will have heard Adrian in action, just clicking her fingers almost and getting rid of 20 years worth of crap, 20 years worth of debilitating depression. And there were several others who made dramatic breakthroughs too. Costanza was one, although she's kind of not feeling quite so chirpy because she's gone backwards a bit. But in this particular, what I'm talking about tonight, I'm using Adrienne as an example because I asked her and she'd enjoy her experience to ripple out to others. I don't use you as an example unless you're really happy about that. So how did her depression disappear so easily? Because, like, we all felt it, and you certainly heard it, and some of you will have felt it. Wow, it just happened so fast. So you might have noticed that all those big breakthroughs that people experienced in that first week came when they understood that some big stuff that they'd been feeling was not theirs, that they'd picked up on someone else's feelings, and that there was something that they needed to know or do for or about someone else. Okay, know or do, something to know or do for or about someone else. A lot of the times it's just know something. Sometimes it's take action. Sometimes it's for them. Sometimes it's about them. Feeling others' feelings is a natural part of life. We feel others with exactly the same inner awareness, the same natural talent that we have for feeling our own feelings. And I've got a link on the webpage to that presentation that explains the five ways of feeling. How to use the five ways of feeling to feel good while problem solving. And if you've only watched that once, it's worth a second watch at least, because it's actually got quite a few layers in it. So feeling others' feelings is a natural part of life. Holy shit. Is that really true? Is that really a natural part of life? Just pause for a moment. All of us, just pause for a moment and feel into that. Is that really true? Is it true that feeling other people and even animals' feelings is a natural part of life? Hang on one second. I'm just going to very fast send somebody something. New Outlook, new computer, all my Outlook contacts have dumped. So sorry, Rachel, I can't send that to you. Okay, well, that pause, you had more than just a short pause to feel into, is that really true? Is it really true that feeling other people and even animals' feelings are a natural part of life? In Adrian's case, her 20 years of depression was caused by grief, and it got more and more intense as she didn't know how to deal with, she didn't know that she was feeling someone else's grief, and then she didn't know how to deal with every death of each beloved pet and person. So each each death after this one was after she picked up her husband's grief was escalating more and more and more, getting more and more intense. And you heard, and some of you will have even felt it happen on the first live call, it just disappeared when she understood that she'd been feeling her husband's feelings for 20 years. She'd been feeling that shocking grief that he experienced when he looked out the window at the sound of her car crash and saw what he thought was her body, and she thought, and he thought she was dead. So there was a reason for Adrian feeling his feelings. She didn't wake up in the morning and decide to make herself miserable for 20 years by picking up her husband's intense emotions. There was a reason for it. There was something for her to know or do for or about her husband. And at the time that I wrote this, that reason hadn't floated into her conscious mind yet. But it's like I've been saying over and over again in week one, the answer to what does she need to know or do for or about her husband is not as important as is our willingness to know the answer. It's the feeling of curiosity and openness and willingness to know what to do about those feelings that is the key to inner peace and happiness. The answer itself can float into the subconscious when we're ready, and it will. And that's exactly what happened. Just the escalated intensity of her grief was gone, and 20 years of depression disappeared with it. And she's still in that place a week later. Holy shit, is that really true? So let's pause for a moment and ask ourselves again, is that really true? Is it really true that my willingness, my openness, my curiosity to know the message about whatever crappy feelings I'm experiencing is the key to my inner peace and happiness? Whatever crappy feelings I'm experiencing, is that really true? I can feel the energy rippling down my back. We're going to be talking about this more when we talk to people tonight. The intensity of what you're feeling doesn't make it yours. This is such a big deal. I see it all the time. I see people all the time thinking because it's big and intense that it means that it's theirs. Bullshit. Intense feelings can be ours, but they're just as likely to be someone else's that you've picked up as a very natural part of life. And again, I'm using Adrian as a really great example tonight. You saw that Adrian had been experiencing 20 years worth of intense grief that was not hers. And you saw and heard and felt that happen to quite a few people in week one. The intensity comes from not listening or not taking action, not being able to listen or take action, not knowing how to listen and take action, and in some cases, choosing not to listen and take action. And that last one becomes rare once we understand and experience that our happiness depends on it. And holy shit, is that really true? For those of you who are on the webpage following this with me, is that picture and the words on it making you smile yet? What's that going to mean for you? Let's pause for a minute again and ask ourselves, is that really true? Is it true that really intense feelings aren't necessarily mine? Smile a little as you ask yourself that question. Is it true that really intense feelings aren't necessarily mine? Because if that's true, it changes everything. Now, here comes the bit that I'm really chortling about tonight. How our connection with others fits in with our own happy creating, because we've either you've come up with a goal that feels really good, or you've come up with wanting a goal that feels really good, one of the two. So for the people who are on phone, because I know there's a couple of people on phone, and I'm going to describe this picture that I put up on the webpage, and you can, I'll send you the webpage on the recording and you can have a look at the actual drawing itself. But I've got that change places diagram from last week, and I've altered it a little bit to show how we're impacted by other people's stuff. So there's a line with a cute kid and a teddy bear, and she's dreaming about, you know, when she grows up, she's going to be the ballerina riding a horse in a circus. And there's an intersecting line, an angry person at the bottom, and they're dreaming, they're upset and angry. You can kind of see from the cartoon. And they're dreaming about love, about falling in love with somebody and having a wonderful relationship. And where those two lines intersect is the change place. So the angry person is actually impacting the little girl's change place. So that's, you know, if I'm thinking of that as me, that's my change place on the way to my dream. The angry person's actually impacting that. And then there, where they intersect my line, my goal, that's their change place on the way to their dream. That's the angry person's change place on the way to their dream. So we feel other people's stuff when their change place intersects our change place. And when we understand those feelings, when we understand the other person, the horse, the other animal, that understanding guides us closer to our own dream and maybe even supports them to do the same for themselves as well. So just pause on that for a second. We feel other people's stuff when we're both in the same, in a similar change place, when they're the catalyst for our change place and we're the catalyst for their change place. Understanding the feelings that I feel about that other person, that horse or the animal, guides me closer to my own dream and maybe even supports them at the same time. So does that mean that when I feel someone else's feelings that it's all sweetness and light? I'm covered in hay and horse shit tonight. Didn't even have a chance to get cleaned up. But I'm sitting here at my desk, and even the best part of a week after I wrote this, I'm still snorting with laughter at the idea of it being all sweetness and light. I've had lots of gorgeous interactions where I felt someone else's stuff, and it has been sweetness and light. We see this in clinics all the time when I'm working. But my personal biggest change places have come from the other person behaving like an asshole, or in some other way that deeply upsets me. Understanding where they're coming from, those tough people, those tough animals, the ones that really piss me off, understanding what's going on behind their behavioural problem, that's what's taken me through my change place and closer to my dream. I can't tell you how often my change place has been prompted by someone behaving like an asshole. So here's what the picture says. Holy shit, is that really true? And have you met any great goal-reaching assholes today? laughing at your own jokes, that's tough. Let's have a feel of that for yourself. Have a think about this past week since our last session together. Whether you've got that really good feeling goal or not, or whether you've just got your goal to get that really good feeling goal. Have you come across any assholes that are helping you get closer to your goal or dream this week? And holy shit, is that really true? Because if it is, it changes everything, doesn't it? If every asshole behavior was in some way linked to us getting what we want, whether that's a destiny thing, you know, what am I here on earth to do, or whether it's something yummy then that we're creating, then holy shit, it would change everything. Man, just feel into this one, because this is huge. If every asshole behavior was in some way linked to us getting what we want, whether that's, you know, the what am I doing here in this life, what's my purpose on earth kind of thing, a destiny thing, or whether it's something delicious that we're creating, far out. It really does change everything, doesn't it? So, let's ask ourselves, shall we? Today's quiet mind is really short because this is powerful stuff. This is really powerful stuff. If we can, on autopilot, be looking at assholes' behavior and go, wow, what's this got to do with my change place for my dream? Then I can feel the power of this just rippling through my body. So today's quiet mind is a really short one, because I want to get into talking to everybody. And it's an opportunity to reflect on those two questions, and then we'll have a discussion. So the two questions are, is it true that when we feel other people's feelings, it's an opportunity for ourselves to take another step towards our own dream? Is it true that when we feel other people's feelings, it's an opportunity for us to take another step towards our own dream? And the second question, have we met any assholes recently that we'd like to get curious about what's behind their assholery? Do you like that? I just made up a new name. Hang on. I'm sick of talking to myself. Jan, I said I was going to open you first because you could get stuck having to leave us. That's hilarious, isn't it? Can you hear me? Okay. Can't hear you. Now, I know Costanza's going to get that joke. Are you still sniggering?
I am. I'm totaling my head off. that's hilarious. I know lots of assholes.
So do I. And the biggest
I
one.
I love them.
Well, you know, you say I love them, but man, you actually get to the. I can tell you, Carolyn. I can hear Carolyn's thoughts from here. She'll actually tell you that she loves arseholes because she just knows that they're contributing. She's just wide open for how they're helping her get what she wants. Because so
I kind of do too, but it takes me a little while to get there.
So this is the thing. If we can actually go inside and find out whether that's really true for ourselves, it doesn't take you any time to get there. It'll just be, you'll just be autopilot. Ha, arsehole, you know, my goal. What is it?
Huh.
It'll just flow because it's the belief that it flows from. Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? Okay.
I'm letting that one sink in.
Cool. We're going to do a little quiet mind on it and then we'll see for ourselves what goes on. Okay. Let's drop into a quiet mind. Hang on. Before I do that, Trish, I saw that you just came in since I last looked at the board. Did you hear all that stuff about arseholes?
Yes.
Okay, since you're laughing, I can tell that you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, how true is that? Well, we don't know yet. We're gonna go in and find out for ourselves, because my belief, you know, we've already talked about this last week, my belief isn't worth anything when the assholes land in your own life. Okay, we'll talk again later. I've got you on my list that I wanted to talk to tonight. Okay, so let's drop into the quiet mind and set it up so that we get the answer to these two questions for ourselves. The answer might not come in the quiet mind. It might not come in the discussion. It might, you know, the answers might be on your mind when you wake up in the morning. You might dream about them. It might take a couple of days. You might read something. You might hear a line in a movie and you go, oh, my God, there's my answer. But it's this quiet mind is the setting ourselves up to reflect on those two questions. So paying gentle attention to your outward breath. And it's very easy to smile today because, you know, we're going to get curious about arseholes. Oh, so I don't have to lead you through putting a pen between your teeth and getting a smile in your eyes today. Notice everything about that outward breath and the way that the lower part of your ribs just squashes that last little bit of air from your lungs. And you're not doing that on purpose. Just notice how that happens naturally. And for those who can feel their heartbeat easily, feel for your heartbeat. And for those who feel energy easily, notice the energy moving around your body, the little prickles of energy in your hands and feet. For those who emotions are a strength, notice whatever emotions are brought up in this quiet mind. Hopefully it's nice feelings brought up by laughter. And for those whose mental feel is really strong, notice your thoughts and ideas and just allow them to flow, no matter how negative they might be or how negative you think they are. There's always gold at the bottom of them. Just paying attention to all the ways in which your unique feel manifests in your own body. And just allowing that relaxation to flow. It's amazing, isn't it, how listening inside ourselves is actually relaxing. And yet we fight those feelings. Damn it. Okay. So in this place, of inner awareness, knowing that there's some tensions in there, that there's some thoughts and ideas in there, there's some feel stuff going on in your bodies. Just be aware of all of it. Remember, we talked last week about how I loved that red light story that Sandra said it was Costanza that said, that told us the red light story about the car, driving a car with a red light on. And then the check engine light, the red check engine light on, and then taking it to the mechanic and asking them to turn the light off. Not to fix the car, not to fix whatever was making that check engine light come on, but to actually fix the red light and turn it off. So everything that we feel when we feel inside ourselves is that check engine light. Except it's a shitload more powerful than that. But we sure as hell don't want to be turning it off. That's better. So these two questions that we're doing in this quiet mind are really important questions to know the truth of for ourselves, so that no matter what happens in our lives, we know the truth of this. Our own knowing is a solid foundation underneath us no matter what goes on in our lives. So here's the first question. Is it true or not that when we feel other people's feelings, it's an opportunity for us to take another step towards our dream? Is that true or not? Just ask yourselves that question. Is it true or not that when we feel other people's feelings, it's an opportunity for us to take another step towards our dream or goal, whatever word you want to use, or creation? Now, that the intention to know the answer to that question is now out there. And the universe will bring you the answer. We, as the universe, the inner part of us, will get us the answer whenever it comes in. And here's the second question. Have we met any assholes recently that we'd like to get curious about what's behind their assholery? Fancy having you in a spiritual, deeply spiritual meditation talking about assholes. But the lightness of spirit in this is a direct reflection on the fact that we don't have to do deep and meaningful stuff feeling crappy about it. We can do deep and meaningful stuff with lightness of spirit. So So here's that question again. I want you to ask yourselves this question. Have I met any assholes recently that I'd like to get curious about what's behind their assholery? Yeah. Do you know, just imagine what knowing the answer to that question is going to mean. It's going to mean that every time you come across an asshole that upsets you, you know, they're behaving like an asshole and it actually causes feelings to come up in you, because sometimes we can watch assholes, people behaving like assholes, and we don't have any feelings around it. That's because there's nothing for us to know or do. But if we've got feelings around it, then there's something for us to know or do. And when we get curious about what's behind them, what's causing them to behave like that, far out. That's going to be a change place in our own journey. That creates an opportunity for a change place in our own journey. So I've got this little cute little diagram on the dimmed out photo of the butterfly. Three circles. Is it yours? This is about our connection to others. When we're feeling something, is it mine? Is it true? Met any assholes today? And are you willing to know the answer? You can pretty much encapsulate all of this in those four things. Is it mine? Is it true? Met any assholes today? And am I willing to know the answer to all of those questions? Pretty simple. Okay. Jan, I'm going to let you hit *7 or *2 if you want to talk. I'm not sure whether you got pulled away to answer a business call or whatever, but we can catch up later. Costanza, I'm going to open you up again just because we were having that laughing conversation before.
I'm always having laughing conversations.
So you're still laughing about arsehole-ery, are you?
Oh, totally, totally. And does that encompass narcissists as well?
They're arseholes. That's arsehole-ery.
Yeah.
Of course it is.
Yeah. That's what I was chortling about. That's just the funniest thing ever. Oh, dear. No.
So can you see?
Oh, dear.
Can you see how that, just that little short, quiet mind has set us up to get the truth of that question for ourselves, and how profoundly that's going to change our lives?
Yeah, I'm getting a glimpse of it. That last question is not one that I've asked before, so I'm really looking forward to it. Yeah.
You've never
not
asked
quite,
that question
not,
before.
I'm a bit slow. I've asked it in my mind intellectually, but I didn't actually feel into it. If you know what I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. It was on a different level.
It makes it. It's different when you're actually in a meditative space and you feel into the question. Like the power of that just kind of drives the intention so strong. Yeah, we don't have to drive the intention that strong, but I always think that in this amplified field, that really, really kind of gets it. gets it all happening really well.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
Are you up for? Yeah, you know exactly what I'm going to ask. I'm not going to say anything because it's completely okay if you're not up for this.
It's good. It's good. I had a really, really interesting insight today that just opened a whole lot of stuff up for me that I've been.
Fill people in if you're up for it. And again, not if you're not. You got to feel really comfortable about this kind of stuff.
Yeah. It's all good. It's all good. I just don't know where to start. So the whole thing is that I've been having a lot of trouble sleeping since my 20s, and that was 40 years ago. So that's a lot of bad nights. And I just wake up in the middle of the night with my heart absolutely thumping and so much adrenaline going through my body that I just can't get back to sleep and for hours and hours. And then the next day I feel really jet-lagged and horrible and I make all sorts of bad mistakes. And then that goes on for sometimes weeks and my whole life just turns upside down. So I've been trying to figure out, you know, what the heck's going on here? It's like, it's not, you know, my stress levels are just ridiculously high. And it's been ramping up again in the lead up to Easter. And I think it was about the first session that we had on this clinic that you asked me where's it coming from? Who comes to mind? And the person that popped into my mind was my mother. And gosh, there's been so many things happened since then. I can't even remember half of them. But
you're in a place where the cascade of aha moments is just kind of flowing now.
Yeah.
So don't worry about trying to pin them down.
So the other night I had an amazingly bad night. Not last night, but the night before. I couldn't even get to sleep, and then because my heart was pounding, and I managed to get to sleep, and then I woke up again at 3:30, and I was awake until that was it. I had two hours of sleep. And the next day I was really, really sick. But in the middle of the night, I asked that question, is this anxiety mine? And I got a no. No, it's not. So, and I asked to be shown who am I picking up from? And my mother popped into my mind again. And so I asked, you know, my higher self, whatever, what is it that I need to know to change? What do I need to change or know for or about my mother? And I got the word forgiveness, and just that one word. And I thought, oh, wow, gee, that's really interesting. It's okay. And then I was awake for hours and hours, and I just couldn't concentrate, couldn't ask questions. My higher self just said, no, that's it. That's all you're getting tonight. You know, go and read a book. That was it.
Yep, bugger off. Bugger off. You're done.
Bugger off. You've had your answer. Now stop pestering me. Very direct.
Well, kind of reminds you of someone, doesn't it?
Yeah, so the next day, I realised that I have been carrying for a long, long time a huge amount of anger towards my mother, and so I just got lots of practice in every time I felt angry, I just went into that space of forgiveness, of you know, I don't understand what that means, but that was the word that came up, and I'm just going to go with it. So, okay.
Yeah, just pause for it. Just pause for a second on that. How's that working, just trying to go into forgiveness? Because I'm telling you, I feel really shaky inside.
Ah, okay. What?
You feeling really shaky inside?
Yeah, a little bit. I have been quite shaky today, actually. Having a bad night like that really makes me quite
Knocks
quite ill.
Stuffing out of you. Yep.
Yeah, yeah, and it's like I've got a fever. And anyway, so I was doing this forgiveness thing, and I think the space I was coming from was, I don't understand this, but I'm going to give it a go and see what comes out of it. And then this afternoon, you know, there was more and more anger coming up, and then I just thought, hang on a minute, is this even mine? Is it my anger? And that was it, bang, you know, it's not. Not that's not even mine.
that was
the amazing thing about it. And then I realised, oh, okay, this is her anger. I'm picking up on her anger. Like, it's not even mine. I've spent 40 years processing all this anger, and it wasn't even my shit. I don't want to know. So then I got curious of, okay, what do I need to do here? You know, now I understand. I'm picking up all the stuff from her, and I get that. And, okay, what am I meant to do with it? Like, why? You know, what is this? And
why did you pick this up?
Yeah, and I just...
You haven't been suffering for 40 years on purpose?
No. No, I don't think so. It's just... And I've always been asking the question, what am I supposed to do with it? But I hadn't asked that question of, well, where's she coming from? Why has she got so much anger against me? And it was, it's been there since before I was born. I said the other night, we had a blood incompatibility. So when she was pregnant with me, her body was trying to kill me the whole time, And we've been fighting ever since. From the time I was born, even my birth was so physically traumatic for her that she couldn't have more kids after me. So
wow.
It was just full on. It's been full on war since conception.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that's right. And I've just, you know, I've stepped back and thought, what the blazes is going on here? Why all this stuff? Why so many massive fireworks? And I haven't even spoken to her for 2 years. She, in her great wisdom, decided 2 years ago that it was my duty to look after her in her old age. And she moved to, she was living, she and my father were living in Melbourne. They sold their house and they moved to Canberra without any consultation with me whatsoever. I was like, oh, we're here. It's your turn to look after us. And I said, no, it's not. Sorry, no. So, you know.
So, Costanza, did you get the answer yet? Has that come to you yet? Why you're feeling your anger?
Because
I've got a great technique for you if you haven't got the answer yet.
I've got a snippet of an answer, and that was, I've got snippets of answers. One of it was for me to learn to tune in to people and animals, because I grew up so hyper-vigilant around her that I really, it's made me really sensitive to other people around me. Which,
so that's a gift?
Well, yeah, it's a gift and a burden at the same time, you know, because sometimes I can't. The gift is in knowing that what's mine and what isn't.
Yeah. From now on, it's going to be a gift.
Yeah.
The burden part of it's done with, Sunshine.
Yahoo. Yeah.
Like after today, the burden part is done.
Yeah.
So here's the technique.
Yeah. I'm all ears.
Oh, good.
Actually, there was one other thing. What was it? The other snippet of information I got. God, it's gone. Okay. Never mind. It'll come back.
Okay. So you've done the is it mine? You've got that it isn't. You've done the is it true? You've got that it is.
Yep.
Met any arseholes today?
Well, a narcissist, yep. In the prime of her arseholery, yep.
Yeah. So have we met any arseholes that we'd like to get curious about what's behind their arseholery? It's the same laughter. It's the same lightness that you were chortling about is applicable, whether it's to someone we met today or someone that's been torturing you all your life.
Yeah, I'm definitely curious. I did a meditation ages ago.
Pause and feel into that curiosity. There's some energy kind of really stirring up around there. Just notice what's going on in your body around that curiosity, because there is phenomenal power in it. So now the energy's starting to move. It's been really stuck, and you're an energy field person. Energy field's one of your strengths. I can feel it. So it's been really stuck. Have you tended towards explosiveness? Or have you managed to manage that stuck energy some other way?
Yeah. So I was when I was younger, for sure, and that runs in my family, that explosiveness. But I learned a technique. About 15 years ago to manage that a lot better.
Yeah.
So that I didn't explode. But I haven't ever really gotten underneath it. You know, It's one thing to manage the stuff, and it's another thing completely to really understand it and really get it.
See, the answer to it's just like it was for Adrian last week. The answer doesn't matter at the moment. The answer's going to come. The answer's going to come. Because you've set your intention to get it, and your intentions are so freaking powerful. It's the feeling of curiosity. That's the thing that brings you happiness. And you can actually feel the energy moving even as you think about being curious and willing and open. To know what's behind her anger. Gosh, there's excitement in there too.
Yeah, it's. I'm getting a whole lot of intergenerational stuff popping up. About, you know, through the whole long line of women going back through my mother, my grandmother, and, you know, all the others that
just the intense frustration of being women in their particular society is what I'm picking up.
Yeah.
And the absolute frustration frustration that my mother felt when she realised that she was going to have a daughter, when the family wanted a male.
Ah.
You know, I was meant, but the whole family wanted a male at that point because my father's the eldest son of a very traditional Italian military family where the women are slaves to the men. And that's it. And so my mother, who married into this military family, was expected to produce a boy, you know, an heir to the estate. And unfortunately for her, she popped out a girl. And so she got, you know, she got the whole brunt of the family of, well, you're no bloody good, are you? And that was the end of that. And it was basically how we ended up in Australia. Sorry?
Especially when she couldn't have kids afterwards.
Yeah, that's right. Not only did she pop out a girl, but then she couldn't have any kids after that. So double bad, double whammy for her, double whammy for me for causing the injury in the first place. Oh, it goes on, you know.
Yeah.
And
okay,
you know,
so
that's
back
how we
to
ended
the,
up in Australia. So
back to the feeling of willingness, and everybody join in with this. Back to the feeling of openness and curiosity and willingness around any assholes that jump up into your mind. Wow, the amplified field just started roaring. There's a lot of assholes out there. So everybody's going to be feeling this differently. Costanza can actually feel the energy flow and the emotions, like you are really feeling the emotions strong, but you can also feel the energy. And there's also a physical component to what you're feeling. Just allow yourself to notice all of it.
Yeah, you're right. I've got a little knot in my stomach.
Yeah, I actually felt a little nauseous.
Yeah. That's it.
Mm. Mm. Even stay curious around the nausea.
Huh. My mother was really sick throughout the whole pregnancy with nausea.
Ah. Carolyn's pointing out that, and I think you've already get this, that you're picking up on ancestral anger.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Generation after generation after generation of angry women.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. So,
and generation after generation of men who have been angry around not having sons when daughters are born.
Yeah. Yeah. So my mother's the eldest again, so she was supposed to be a boy, but she turned out a girl. And then her mother was the eldest of five girls. So she was
even while you're
girl,
talking, even while you're talking, sweetheart, stay present to what's going on in your body. This is the same for everybody on the call. Even while we're listening, stay present to what's going on in your own body. Keep feeling the willingness, the openness, the curiosity about what you're feeling. Oh, sorry about that. That probably banged in your ear.
I've just got the sense of this long line of women who are just so completely, is the word invalidated?
Yeah, and subjugated popped into my mind as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And they were really, really capable, intelligent women. And just, really strong personalities, and yet
like putting
having to kowtow to all these men. That's right. Mm-hmm. And just didn't have a voice of any sort.
Yeah. So they met a lot of arseholes, didn't they? So if we could talk to all these generations of women, and get curious about what was behind all those assholes, assholery. Holy shit, this just feels so expansive.
You know what I'm getting? I'm getting that the man actually didn't want it to be that way. And it was just what their society expected of them at the time, but they didn't actually support it, and they didn't actually want it to be that way at all.
Wow. So that's what the expansiveness was about.
Interesting.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Oh, yeah.
This is what's fascinating about this, and don't be concerned about the time we're spending with you today, because this particular issue of brilliant, capable, strong women subjugated and put into straitjackets by society, I don't... know that there's a woman on this call who's not got that in her ancestry.
Mm. Well, it's about time it changed, I reckon.
Well, that's what you're doing. As soon as you understand what's behind the arsehole behaviour, that's it. It completely transforms it. Ooh, and is that true? You're all going to find out.
I'm getting the sense that the guys, the men in the family. I don't know, I find this hard to believe, but they're all saying to me, oh, we didn't even know it was happening. Really?
Oblivious.
Oh, I find that really hard to believe. Like, seriously. I don't know, maybe. Don't know. Possibly. They wouldn't have been. It's not something they would ever experience, so how would they know?
Unless somebody told them. Do you know... I spent my life pissed off at people trampling all over my boundaries, and I didn't even know where they were, let alone ever have told anybody else where they were.
Mm.
I just knew I was pissed off.
Yeah, I think I'm being sold a pup here. No, sorry, guys. No, not buying that one. Try again. Come at me with something that feels right.
Ooh.
Yeah, ooh, exactly. You
you can hear the head sucking back in, can't you?
The right answer always feels good. So just hang out for the right answer, sweetheart. Are you willing? Are you willing to get the answer that's going to bring you the peace of mind and the happiness?
Oh, shit, yeah. Shit, yeah, God, I've had bloody 4 years. Well, almost 60 years of this crap. Thank you very much. I've got stuff to do. You know what I mean?
I'm going to be fascinated when we open up to talk other people. Start putting your hands up, ladies.
Oh, God. Oh, God bless them all.
Sandra's got a suggestion for you. She says, feel the power of asking, is this true that this is personal? And flip it. If it's another daughter was born first, it would be her facing it. Okay, I don't quite get that.
No, me neither. I'm glad you said that. What?
Hang on. We'll open Sandra. See if her internet's good enough. Sandra, do you want to explain that differently?
Can you hear me or do I need a headset?
We can hear you so long as you stay close and don't make noises, background noises.
I'll just put them up. Rightio, is that a bit better?
Yep.
Yeah. Cool. Just meaning, yeah, the thought is it actually personal? Is it me? Because if there was another daughter born first, they would be the ones missing the mother's, you know, comfort and feeling what you are.
Oh, that's an interesting question.
I don't think it's personal in a bad way, but I think it's something I can do something about.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's more thinking, have you made it personal, thinking it's about you, when it's just about being the firstborn. No.
I'm lost again.
Okay. There's a bit of a, Sandra's got a bit of a distance. So it's a little, it's not a really great way to hear her. But her point is that has this been feeling personally directed at you, this anger personally directed at you, the being that you are, when in fact not been addressed to the being that you are, it's been addressed to the being who was born first.
Yes. Thank you for pointing that out. Yes, that is true. That is. It has. It certainly has. And until that penny dropped today that it's not my shit, it's not my anger, it's just that I'm picking up on it. And
yeah.
It's my mother's stuff and her mother and her mother and her mother. It's, you know, down the line.
Okay. So here's the answer to this, and this is the same answer for everybody on the call. So everybody, drop it into your outward breath. We've all had a lifetime of arseholes. We've all had plenty of them. So drop it into your outward breath and find the willingness and the openness and the curiosity about what's behind them behaving like arseholes. It's the feeling of willingness and openness and curiosity that is the key to your happiness. It's more important than the answer. And is that true? is it true that those feelings are more important than the answer? Because once you get to that place, once you get to the desire and the willingness to actually know the answer is going to come. So it's the journey to the answer that is what brings us inner peace and happiness. Ah, now I can feel the penny dropping. Yeah. Just notice everything about the energy that's changing for, I don't know how many people this is changing for. I'd like to think it was everybody. Just imagine what that's going to be like. If every time somebody behaved that badly that we can classify them as an asshole, that we were in a place of curiosity about why they're behaving like that, and that's that change place done for us. Another step closer to what we want. And maybe another step closer to their dreams and goals too. Who knows? We're only responsible for our goals and dreams. So anyone who wants to join in this conversation, press star 2 on your keyboard or on your phone. Donna, are you in a quiet place?
I kind of am.
Can people hear you if you talk?
No.
Okay. So just mute yourself. Am I right in thinking this conversation has really resonated with you?
Yeah, it has.
Yeah. Can you feel the relief of it?
I can feel the excitement of it.
Ooh, that's even better than the relief. Okay. Kelly's got her hand up too. I'm going to leave all of you, as long as we've got no background noise, I'll leave all of us open. Kelly, you've got your hand up. This has been really resonating with you too.
I have a real bad pain in my right shoulder, and I'd like to get rid of it. I wonder if it's not mine.
So if you're thinking of assholes, is anybody popping up?
Can a government agency qualify?
I'm sure it can.
There is a government agency that has my mother-in-law locked up in an old folks' home. So she can't see anybody, and she's dying because of she's lonely. I'm frustrated.
Okay, so that definitely qualifies as assholery. So can you get curious about the answer? What's behind it? You're looking for a big picture that's behind, because we're talking about a government department rather than an individual person, although it's individuals that make these decisions. But still, can you get curious about the big picture? What's going on here?
It's fear.
Yeah. But that didn't change. That increased the yucky feeling in your belly.
Not knowing what will be the outcome, not wanting to take responsibility for a poor outcome.
Okay, but now I'm feeling tension increasing in your solar plexus. So just go for, instead of going for the answer, this is a trap we all fall into, Kelly. You're looking for the answer. Stop looking for the answer. Piss the answer off. Throw it out the window. And just go looking for the feeling of openness and willingness to get the answer. Just the feeling of curiosity and openness and willingness. And now there's kind of a tingly feeling in all that balled up tension in your guts. Can you feel that all kind of getting all shaky, as if it's trembling its way loose?
I feel some relaxation in my body. That's what I feel. Also, the pain or the stuck energy that was in my right hip is dissipating.
Ah, and this is the hip that the doctors want to do replacement surgery on that's been getting steadily better through the clinic?
Yeah. Yes.
Super. So here's the big deal. Here's the big deal, Kelly, and everybody else on the call too. Is it true? Is it true that the feeling of willingness and openness and curiosity is going to bring you the answer and is the key to inner peace and happiness? Imagine, just, you know, I'm doing the hand gestures while I'm sitting in here. You know, I'm picking up the answer and piffing it through the air like, fuck off, answer. I don't need you right now, but what I need is peace of mind while I get the goddamn answer. Yeah.
Yeah, peace of mind while I get the answer is a really good thing.
There you go. And now that tension in your guts is just dissolving. And Donna, that's another biggie for you too, isn't it?
It sure is.
peace of mind while you get the answer. Just far out. Ask yourselves, everybody, ask yourselves, is that true? Can you have peace of mind? Can you have inner peace and happiness while you're getting the answer?
Probably a week ago, I would have struggled with that. After what's happened during this past week, I would say yes.
Well, I want you to feel that. I want you to decide that you want that knowing to come up from the inside of you. It's real easy. It's real easy, all of you beautiful women, to be inspired by someone else's knowing. Well, it's not you, jack shit to you. What I know isn't worth jack shit to you. When the shit hits the fan in your own life. The knowing has to come from the inside of you. And when it comes from the inside of you, it's there set in cement. And Costanza will never meet another arsehole as long as she lives without laughing. And Donna, I can just see you moving through that very extended family of yours, working away.
I just hope I don't use your word, Jen.
They're all gonna think Donna's lost the plot.
They probably already do.
Somebody will be behaving like an arsehole. And Donna will be off in the corner smirking to herself.
Laughing about the assholes.
Actually, if Trish hasn't got too much background stuff, let's open her up to join it too. If the dog barks, I'll have to shut you down, Trish. Are you laughing at this, Trish?
Yes, I am. Constanza's laugh is infectious, isn't it?
I know, isn't it? So, do you know what's happening? Her laughter is actually releasing so much fucking anger.
Yeah.
Not even the dog's laughing.
That's actually how she's releasing the anger. She's laughing it off. Wow. So, Trish, have you met any arseholes this week? I'm going to have to leave Costanza open for the laughter. Trish, you can answer over the top of her laughing.
This has been so amazing, and everybody sharing and getting things and such big things. And I've been sitting here thinking, if Jenny comes to me, I'm going to say that there's so much stuff going on in my head, and just considering what everyone's saying, that I don't know if I really want to try and talk about it, but I don't know. Do you know what I mean?
Yep. Okay, so let's make this easier. I'm just thinking how to make this easier. Whatever's going on, and you don't need to tell us what's going on, sweetheart, because, you know, this isn't true confessions in here. I've got some really interesting stuff to tell you, though. Will I do that first? No, I'll do the other bit first. So, you don't need to tell us anything. Just drop into the feeling of willingness. And openness and curiosity about whatever it is that you're feeling. You're open to the idea, whether it's yours or anybody else's. It's the feeling of curiosity and willingness. So here's the thing, sweetheart. Is it true? Is it true that that feeling of curiosity and willingness on the way to the answer, is it true that that is the key to your inner peace and happiness? That's what I want you to ask yourself.
Yes, I believe it is.
Okay, feel that in your body, because this is not an intellectual answer. I want you to actually... feel, I want that knowing to come flooding up from the inside of you. Or not. You know, I could be talking shit. Is it true? That the feeling of openness and willingness and curiosity about the answer is where inner peace and happiness lies. And like everything else, the answer doesn't have to come now. It was like somebody just picked up something off you and chucked it away, Trish. Whatever that is that question's a really big deal. And when the answer comes up from the inside of you, it'll be a foundation underneath you forever. Carolyn said, just texted me something for you. She said that you've got lots floating in your head and it's too big. So just focus on that question. Is it true? Is it true or not? And this is the same for everybody on the call and everybody listening to the recording afterwards. Is it true that the feeling of curiosity and openness and willingness is the key to your inner peace and happiness? And fuck the answer. The answer's going to come. Who's smirking this time? Costanza can't stop laughing about that.
Oh, sorry.
I'm glad my swearing amuses you, darling.
This is just a great way of putting it. Well, you know, I think that's a valid point because if you get too serious about this sort of stuff, you can get really, really stuck.
Yeah. which is the whole reason we're doing this over a lighthearted goal, because, you know, some of the stuff we've, you know, some of the stuff we've got buried in our past is just so freaking big and so scary and so, like, far out. Who wants to look at that shit? When we can do it with our lighthearted goals, when we can get the same, when we can get the same insights about our lighthearted goals, and then the big deep shit stuff just vanishes.
I think that's the only way it can shift. You know, because otherwise it's just too big. It just has a hardness about it.
Yeah. Hey, Trish.
Yeah.
I'm gonna mute it. No, actually, I'm gonna leave you all open so you can all roar with laughter. Anybody else want to join in the roaring with laughter? Shall I open everybody up? Actually, we'll get a shitload of background noise, and that'll be hard. Well, hey, guess what, Trish?
What?
I reached my goal.
Oh wow!
So I'm laughing at you know, I made a big deal about Adrienne, you know, reaching her goal in, like, you know, the first night, so she can go home now. She's done her clinic. Well, I reached mine in the first week too.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And it didn't take being athletic, and it didn't take I didn't have to all of a sudden get young joints.
Endorphins do wonderful things.
Say that again, Kelly.
Endorphins do wonderful things.
Oh, yes. Yes, they certainly do. But here's the thing. I've got such confidence about listening to my not quite rights that smack in the middle, I'm not going to get too detailed here because my poor husband would have every right to get really pissed off. But I've got such confidence with my not quite rights now that I was actually able to feel into a not quite right smack in the middle, and that just blew me out into the stratosphere.
Oh, wow.
My every cell of my body was vibrating. Every touch on my skin was like electric. It was like holy shit stuff. And I'm still smirking about it.
The earth moved for you, Jess.
Yeah, the earth moved. And then, I don't know, for those of you who are on my Facebook page, here's the Rory with laughter about the after thing. So here we are. We've got this gorgeous tent on the beach. And, you know, the tent's all zipped up and very propped. And the beach is actually quite remote. Here we are having the postprandial nana nap. And I fucking why turning roaring over the top of it. The tide came in and it wasn't even just a little, you know, a little trickle of water coming up around her feet. It was a great freaking big wave that dumped on top of it.
Oh my God.
That would cool your ardor.
lucky by then it was already cooled. Okay. I'm just right.
Maybe the ocean wanted a bit of it.
I'm just opening up Robin from Bendigo. Have I made you wet yourself with laughter yet?
I knew there was something about that green tent.
You saw that on Facebook, did you?
I did.
Mm. Yeah, that green tent was a bit special.
It is now.
Okay, Trish, how's that feeling now that you've made that, is it true or not thing about the... the inner peace and happiness coming from the willingness, not from the answer itself. Just notice.
Strange. All through this, from the last session, and all this week, I've been utterly convinced about that, but right this minute I'm doubting it again.
Oh, excellent. That's because the answer hasn't come up from the inside yet, sweetheart. That's all. See, one of the things that's so incredible about this work, it's so inspiring because we see gobsmacking stuff happening. And, you know, you can feel my energy and you can feel my passion and you can, as people have breakthroughs, you can see that and feel it and be inspired by it. But it's not yours yet, that's all.
But I have felt it.
Bigger layer then, deeper. Okay. Carolyn, you've got something to say about this. Gosh, Carolyn and Sandra and I are so close when we're working together as a team like this. I can almost hear her thoughts. Oh, my God, Trish, your answer's actually within these feelings. The answer's so big, it's within these big feelings. Which one, Carolyn says, which one thing in your head looms bigger when you feel your willingness and curiosity? So you can feel your willingness and curiosity. Which one thing of all the things that are swirling in your head?
Can I just take a minute and try and feel that?
Yeah, sure.
Because yep. I think I've come out of that feeling.
Okay, no worries. Don't make yourself go back because that's taken you out of the present moment. But by all means, I'll close you down so that you can just stay in your inner awareness.
And I'll ask that question.
Yeah. And all of us are going to ask that question ourselves too. It's beautiful to be inspired by others. It's beautiful to be inspired by my passion and other people's breakthroughs, but it's not worth jack shit. Okay, I've got you closed down, sweetheart. Okay, who else? Donna's muted herself. 322, that's going to be Katie. Three double two, that's you, Katie, isn't it?
Can you hear me?
Yep. Yep. Hang on 1 second. Carolyn's got something for Trish. She said, Trish, don't ask the question. Just sit within the willingness and allow the thing that can be looked at to come up. And just paying gentle attention to your outward breath. And in fact, if everybody would drop into their outward breath for a minute, then we'll just do a really powerful amplified field. Noticing everything about the way that the lower part of your ribs just squashes that last bit of breath from your lungs. And notice all the other parts of your body that are moving as you're breathing. And if everybody can find that feeling of curiosity and willingness and openness about whatever we've got going on in our bodies right now. Nothing more than this. Just sitting with the feeling of willingness and curiosity and openness. Knowing that everything will just flow from that. It's a recording to come back to when we've got big feelings. If you need a recording, we'll try and put the time in on the page, on the recording page. Because just sitting in this feeling of willingness, breathing, and sitting in this feeling of willingness, it's everything. Oh. Big change of energy. Lovely expansion of energy just then. Okay. Trish, babe, I'm going to let you hit star 7 when you're ready to join the conversation or not. You might need a sleep after this, kiddo. Actually, it's the wrong time of the day for a sleep. You could go for some hot afternoon sex and a nap if you want. Actually, I didn't mean that to be flippant. It's not meant to be flippant, sorry. Oh, okay. Katie, that little quiet mind just then meant a lot to you too.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, now you're a little bit far away from the mic, but yep, we can hear you.
Okay, I was feeling into it and really dropping into that space of the willingness. And I had a moment where, because I've always, I make a joke, I was born asking why. My poor mother, the willingness to understand is something that's so inherent and so ingrained in me as a character in this story, if you like. I question and want to know the answers right to my bones since I can ever remember. The willingness to understand, and this is what was tripping me up, I feel, is that I always had that great willingness, but the journey to the answers, if they ever even turned up, was extreme frustration. So that kind of didn't, I was really feeling in and wanting for that willingness that I already innately have had for forever and a day. Always wanted to know the truth, always wanted to really go deep with things and understand them at a really profound level, I guess. Just, I don't know why, it's just always been in me. So that willingness actually ended up being a negative for me because either the answers didn't come or I didn't recognise them. And so the journey, as you can imagine, became very painful. So the willingness linked into the pain. So I loved that my goal is to enjoy the journey, because the journeys have been quite painful, not joyful at all. And sometimes the answer evades me for years. I had the willingness for a very long time, and then it's just, oh, wow. How long does it take, you know? I'm so willing, I'm so open, I want to know. I want to know this, absolutely. But somehow there's been a disconnect there. So I was really feeling into that with a quiet mind of enjoying the journey, you know, instead of being frustrated by it. And holding that. Not just going, oh, that's nice, and then, ah, oh, but it's frustrating. Dropping into that. Because I've always wanted to know. Maybe energetically the pattern of the frustration of the journey became almost like I couldn't see it. You know, it became invisible, so it all just merged together. And so willingness wasn't something that's enjoyable to me. So, yeah, it was.
Okay. When I first discovered the willingness stuff, I had a day where I was literally pinging off the universe all day. It was like light bulb after light bulb, aha moment after aha moment. It was a day full of satori's and expansion and just delicious from one end of it to the other. And then I woke up the next day and I couldn't do it. And I was like,
A teaser.
And I was like, what the hell? You know, don't, and I kind of looked up at the universe. I can just imagine what Sandra's about to say to this. I looked up at the universe and went, don't give it to me and then take it away.
Yeah, exactly. Don't give me the willingness, the curiosity, and a little bit of joy, and then, oh, sorry.
Now,
it's not going to happen right now.
Sandra said this. I heard Sandra say this either today or yesterday, and it had a big impact. And she said ever so dryly, but Jen, you are the universe.
Yeah, true. I'm playing with ourselves.
So here's what I get. I went and meditated over, you know, what the hell's happened and you know, don't take this away from me kind of thing. And the answer I got was that I turned it into a technique. I wasn't feeling the willingness and the openness and the curiosity. I turned it into a technique. And like Carolyn was talking about, it's sitting in the feeling of it.
And so why would we turn it into a technique?
Well, it was like, okay, you know, I'm woken up the next day and, you know, I get some kind of feeling and I go, okay, willingness.
Okay.
Uh-oh. You know, and I couldn't find it. Or couldn't find
so you
it.
Wanted to replicate it.
Yeah. Mm. So.
Which makes sense. When you think about it, if you have an experience like that, I mean,
But I actually did experience it differently on Saturday, but under different circumstances, the same kind of Satori. I digress though. What I'm actually doing with you all, instead of in the past, this knowing has kind of come in layers, and we've had to practice it. We've had to practice it and practice it and practice it, and it's got easier as we've practiced. But what I'm doing in this clinic is turning that all on its head and going after the is it true? Because that changes everything. It takes away the practice stuff.
Mm.
Because if it's true, it just flows.
Yeah. You don't need a technique.
And then I won't need, then I'll never need a technique because it just flows.
So it's that knowing, that allowing, the skill of allowing.
Well, you know, I think it's actually the knowing that is even behind the allowing. It's easy to allow things to happen, to allow ourselves to feel stuff, to allow the understanding to flow. It's easy to do all that when we know all the way to our bones that it's true. And here's the thing that's a really big deal. I'm going to say, don't worry if that hasn't come in yet. We're not even halfway through. We've got five glorious weeks of, you know, holy shit, is it true? Because if it is, it changes everything. And we've got more ways in which to get to the truth or not of this stuff. So don't worry if it's not flowing. Don't worry if this stuff isn't flowing yet, because there will be a key point for everybody at which it will flow.
Mm-hmm. have that confidence. I always laugh because with everything in my life, it seems to be a personalization. It's never the generic. It's always have a tweak to it to make it just right, to make it mine.
Carolyn just said, Carolyn just pointed out something that she sees a little differently to me. She said, but then the allowing brings on the knowing. It's a circle thing, or which comes first, the chicken or the egg? Ha ha.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. There's a confidence.
Yeah.
It's good living it. It's experience.
So, Robin, I've still got you open.
Yep.
Have you met any arseholes this week?
No.
Well, aren't you a lucky possum? I see you riding your new baby.
Yeah, he's not an asshole.
Oh, definitely not. He's a delightful, delightful little energy, or delightful big energy, because he's not little.
Yeah, no, he's still growing.
Yeah, congratulations. I saw that on Facebook. It looks lovely.
Yes, he's now home in my own care, so I need to continue the good work.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Okay, so is there anybody I haven't spoken to on the board that I can speak to? Robin from Taipei. I haven't spoken to you today. You there, Sunshine? Okay. Whatever, we can't hear you, sweetheart. Okay, so we're going to actually go through this lesson again on Thursday, but it will be a completely different lesson with completely different people on the board. So if we need to feel a bit more into the truth or not of this stuff, that's going to be a really good deal. So I'm just feeling into that. Once we've set our intention, we actually, the answer's going to come anyway. Donna, I'm just opening you up again.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes. How did that last quiet mind go? That really sitting in that feeling of willingness. What did that feel like for you?
It felt good, but I guess it kind of... Well, it made me... So do I set my intention and willingness to know what to do about Santos? To know or do about Santos?
Okay. This is a really good question. Okay. Just literally piff the answer... I know this is a really big question, And it's a very emotional question. Santos is Donna's horse, and he's wondering whether he's going to leave or not, whether it's his time or not. So instead of looking for the answer, just drop into the feeling of willingness to know the answer. Just find that feeling of curiosity is perhaps a bit hard over a big subject like this. Feel your heart. You and Trish both, you both have enormous like hearts and super, super gentle hearts. Just feel your heart energy. Just sit with that heart energy. Because both of you have this way beyond me. Both of you have this gentleness about you that automatically, you know, looks for the best in every, you know, in every bad behaviour. Whereas I've had to, you know, I've had to find that in my beliefs because that kind of gentleness wasn't an innate talent of mine. So just feel your heart. And your heart already feels willing. Can you feel that? Oh, Trish, this is going to work for you too. Two beautiful, soft, gentle people at the same time. Both of you, your hearts already feel willing. So all you've got to do is feel that feeling in your heart. Just closing down a couple of backgrounds. Anybody who wants to join in the conversation, just hit star 7 and open up. There, that's real. That's a really warm kind of feeling, isn't it, Donna?
It is a bit. Sorry, I'm getting a bit emotional.
That's all right.
My heart is absolutely pounding though.
Okay. So just pay gentle attention to the pounding. Whose heart is it pounding? Not yours, is it?
No, I don't think so.
So is this what he wants to tell you? That his heart's racing? Or is it something left field?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Just sit with it. Notice everything about that pounding heartbeat. It's real easy to make stuff wrong, Donna. Even a pounding heartbeat isn't wrong. There, that's the energy changing. Is that energy changing for you, or am I just feeling it?
Yeah, no, that's changing.
Yeah.
And I had medication pop into my mind.
Okay. Is he on some?
Possibly. Yeah, he is. As of yesterday.
Yeah. So what about the medication? Isn't that interesting? It's whatever you've got about it, it's easing off. The pounding's easing off, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Do you know, as a healer, we're actually gonna do a whole seminar on this Saturday. I don't know, last Saturday in April, I think it is. I'm calling it receiving healing for ourselves and others. When we sit with and feel into what is, it is gobsmacking the healing that we can unleash. I call it unleashing the power of the universe, which Sandra would quite rightly elbow me and remind me is within me, as well as within you, as well as within Santos. So Carolyn's getting that the medication's the right thing because it's easing off the pounding heart. Is that what you're getting?
Sorry, I'm having trouble at the minute.
That's all right, sweetheart. Just paying gentle attention to your outward breath. Flowing with the feelings. That beautiful, gentle heart of yours. Where you'll find your willingness feeling, and whatever you've got locked up in there, Carolyn says, let it out, because there's a very big energy underneath. It's no surprise that Carolyn should be holding you so strongly in this, because her heart feel is phenomenal too. You and Trish and Carolyn have a lot in common. It's super, 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 super gentleness. Donna, you're a very private person as well. Am I right in thinking that the, you know, being open on the board isn't the most comfortable experience to be letting this out with?
Yeah, a little bit, but I mean, I'm not completely against it.
Oh, cool. Because, you know, after we've finish the call, you could walk out, you could walk down the paddock and have a sit with him and do the same thing. Just feel that energy, let that energy roll.
I think I would like to do that.
Yeah. Carolyn says that energy that's in there is not gentle. It can be, but right now it's big and strong.
It does. It feels very overwhelmingly big.
Yeah. So the interesting thing is, if you can just let it happen as it needs to, it's not going to be overwhelming at all. Actually, Trish, we could be talking to the two of you at exactly the same time. Okay, so we're going to hold the energy after the call. There's an amplified field that's going on in the clinic, and you're all surrounded by that amplified field. And any time you want some support, just pull on it. Carolyn thinks that sitting in the paddock and bawling is going to let the energy out.
And I feel that that's exactly what's going to happen.
Okay. Well, we'll have you wrapped up. Well, wrapped up is not the right word because we want it up and out, but we'll be holding the energy with you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Feel free to ring me if you need to, too. Trish, I'm going to open up just to see how you're going, Sunshine.
I was sat here sobbing as well.
Yeah, yours is a bit different. Well, of course it's going to be different.
Yeah.
I just closed you off for a minute, Donna. Hit star 7 if you want to join in the conversation. So what I'm doing, this is for everybody else, Trish, not for you. What I'm doing for Trish is I'm finding my feelings of willingness and openness and curiosity about what I feel like when I'm listening to Trish cry. And so what I'm doing when I do that is I'm actually holding that possibility for her. Not rushing her, not making anything happen, not feeling sorry for her. What she's going through is And what Donna's going through is beautiful. There's something really beautiful in here. Wow, I just heard that crappy tone of voice. Far out. Whenever I have that tone of voice, I feel like I need to get slapped. Carolyn's got something for you, Trish. She said, it's really weird. I'm being pulled back in time with Trish, almost like something back in time can be looked at and it will release whatever is stuck now.
Okay.
Something just flicked up into your mind.
If I'm honest, what's been flicking into my mind for since I spoke to you just now, before, is all around my mum. And I think Constanza talking about all her things that she's getting probably brought up some stuff for me as well.
I'm also feeling
a bit scared to go there.
Okay. So if you've got scared about going there, then don't. Like, it's okay. Not quite time. Hey, listen, doll, you can do this stuff in your fucking sleep.
And I wonder if that's why earlier when you asked me about, I can't even remember what you asked me. And I said that I do believe it, but I wasn't feeling it at the moment.
Yep.
And I wonder if that's why, because at the moment, the stuff about my mum perhaps in my head, I know I need to go there and look at it, but I'm not quite feeling ready.
Okay. Let's just talk about this. All of this deep shit stuff can be done with the same kind of laughter that Costanza was letting off all that anger with earlier in the call. That was just the most beautiful example of deep shit stuff done with lightness of spirit. The fact that she's going to need to go clean her underwear after the clinic. But you can do it in your sleep, sweetheart. You can dream it. You can. This is not something to go searching for. Don't even think about going searching for this.
Yeah, or forcing it.
Oh, man, that's like 10 tons has come off you.
Yeah.
I'm serious, and for some reason this is a big deal, because I'm saying it for the third time. You can do this in your sleep. It can be that easy. So is that true? Wow, wouldn't that change everything? Huh. Katie, I'm opening you back again. Wouldn't that change everything? If the answer just floats up in your sleep and you wake up in the morning and it goes, oh, wow.
Definitely. I was just thinking, actually feeling into that and and kind of have this ironic sense of, isn't it interesting that I've had the gift of managing chronic fatigue for like 25 plus years, and you're talking about getting it in your sleep. And I was like, isn't that amazing?
Wow.
It was like, okay, it's different. Yeah, exactly. How beautiful. How beautiful would that be, huh? Mm.
Yeah. But you know, if you've got anxiety or fear around looking at something, then it just means we ain't ready yet.
Mm. Oh, okay, I see what you're saying now. Anxiety and fear around knowing something or someone
But even, you know, feeling uptight about looking for the answer, feeling any kind of tension around the looking, or the I should do this, or I should do that, or I should know this, or I should be looking at this.
Yeah. I think all that stuff out the window. Yeah, the trip pattern for me so far. Yes, definitely. I've been doing this long. Why hasn't this? How can I still be asking this same question after so many years? Either I'm extremely slow or I'm not meant to know. And then it's like, well, I have to know, you know. It's like there's that struggle all the time of going backwards and forwards. Mm, so definitely, I like that.
Mm.
But then I would ask, why do I have the willingness to want to know in the first place?
Okay, we're getting convoluted with the mental gymnastics.
Yeah, see, you're always end up saying that to me, don't you? It always comes back to the mental thing. Get out of your mental, and yet I'm so heart-feel. I drop right into my heart. I feel the heart beating, and I can be so mental, literally and figuratively speaking. It's like, yep. Come on.
Yeah. Carolyn just pointed out that there's a push energy with fear, the fear or anxiety around a thing. There's a push energy. And that's the fear or anxiety is a message to not go there yet, which is exactly what I was saying earlier. Just let it in, because when it floats in easy, then you can look at it.
Okay.
So you just wait for it to float in easy.
So that over willingness, the trying too hard, the wanting to know
we don't have to try to do anything.
Yeah.
Carolyn's pointing out something for you here, Katie. She said the willingness opens the door to letting things float in easy. Your head thinking puts the push on it.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, so because they're so strong with me, both of them, there's this little tug of pull thing going on all the time. Thank you, Carolyn. Yeah, makes a lot of sense.
Well, that's taken the pressure right off you, Trish, hasn't it?
Yeah. I'm feeling more open and I'm feeling lighter.
Yeah. Yeah. Just notice that openness. Anchor it. Well, anchor it's perhaps the wrong word, but...
I'm not as overwhelmed.
Yeah.
I'd got a bit bogged down in it.
Yeah.
Which is strange, because at the beginning of this, I didn't even know it was there. at least I hadn't acknowledged that it was there.
Mm. Mm, that's good. Yeah. Okay, wow, what another incredibly powerful, powerful session. Carolyn wrote something for you, Katie. She said that it feels like Katie's willingness is in her head, not in her body and her heart. So what does willingness feel like in your body, Katie?
Hmm. That was a good term, Paul Carol. What does it feel like? What does willingness feel like in my body? I go to my heart, but I don't really. It's different. I don't know. That's a good one.
Okay. So even asking this question is putting pressure on you. So just
it doesn't take much, does it?
Yep. Piff the question, and let yours float up in your sleep as well.
Hmm. What am I letting float up again?
Nothing.
Oh, good. Well, that'll be fine. I can't fail to feel comfortable. I like that one. My head's had a brain fart now. My heart's having fun. My head's going, what the hell? Just took the brains out of it. But no.
Yeah. Yeah. We've got a whole clinic full of freaking rock stars here. Just that big thing, you know, the biggest part is that trying too hard is the one single thing that gets in the way.
So what you could say, Jenny, is if you didn't give a shit, you're far better off. At the end of the day. So if you're caring too much, you're putting the brakes on. If you're over kind of, oh, I really want to know, bring the brakes on.
I suppose there's a paradox in there somewhere. But it all starts with our heart and desire. So it's our heart and desire that we create from.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
And if we didn't give a shit, we wouldn't be creating anything. Yeah. Does anybody feel incomplete tonight? Press *7 or *2. Does everybody feel comfortable with what they're going off to do? Okay. If anybody needs a hand in between sessions, you know, because there's some big stuff that's come up. If anybody needs a hand between sessions, then I think everybody's on my Facebook page. Just message me or email me, whatever. Donna's case, you can ring because you're not that far away. Can everybody just pause for a minute and feel the energy of the amplified field? Feel the supportive energy of the amplified field. But just paying gentle attention to your outward breath and allowing yourself to notice the supportive energy of that amplified field. Wow, it's amazing. All that beautiful energy. The physicality of it. The thoughts and ideas of it. The energy of it. The joy of it. The peacefulness of it there.
Love.
Yeah, it's actually a word that I that occurred to me too. The rightness of it there.
Lightness of spirit.
Mm. Gosh, every time we say those words, I see Stormboy lying on the desk beside me while I'm teaching.
I never saw him, but I always feel into who he is after doing the animal communication years ago. I could just always feel into him and think lightness and spirit, it just kind of goes together. It's very powerful.
I'll put a photo of him up on the webpage tomorrow. I'll make a note.
Yeah.
Photo of Storm Boy. Okay, I've done a sticky note for my computer. Because by crikey, he's a character of a cat. Okay, feeling into that amplified field is a very nice way to finish the session. Okay, wow. We're only halfway through week two. Okay, I'm opening everybody up. I haven't, we've had so much going on live, I haven't gone into the chat room. I've been depending on Carolyn to let me know what's going on in there. Oh, Julie was on broadcast. Mel was on broadcast.
Thank you.
Al's got some cute comments about she's had some arseholes this week. Okay. Love you all. I'll look forward to seeing how this all goes and see you Thursday.
Thank you. Bless you all.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jenny.
Bye.
Thank you,
everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the pound key.